sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Maris Hena Miriam, Schana, Baruch Abad Slacha B'chol, Maase Yadeha. And today is the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, so we'll be learning that Moshe Rabbeinu based on the Sefer Maaseh L'Shlomo, the very beginning. It's a medrash, a beautiful medrash, a wondrous medrash. V'zois ha'bracha she'berach Moshe she'elokim es b'nei Yisrael f'nei Mosa. This is the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu, the man of God, blessed the Jewish people before his death. And on this pasuk, the Chachamim said, the Medrash Rabbah, v'zois ha'bracha, that's what the pasuk means when it says, Rabbah is banos asu chayil, a lot of girls, daughters, did great, with much success. V'at olis al kulana, but you're the best of them all. Ma'o v'at olis al kulana, what does it mean you're best of them all? Medaber b'moshe al shenis aliyos, and I called, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who's greater than everybody. Okay, so how does this work? Adam Rishon Amar LaMoshe Ani Gadol Mimcha Shene Vesi B'Tzalmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Minayin Shene Amar Ve'Avraham Elokim Asodah B'Tzalmo. Adam Rishon says to Moshe, I'm greater than you because I was created with Hashem's in Hashem's image. How do we know this? Because it says that God created man in His image. Amar LaMoshe Ani Selesi Asim Mimcha. Moshe says, no, I'm greater than you. Atah Kavod Shenitin L'cha Nitlo Mimcha. You, the honor given to you was taken from you. Shene Radim Bikar Bal Yalin, the man with his honor. Adam with his honor will not lie. It was taken from him. It didn't remain with him. Me, the shining of the face that God gave me, a shining face is with me. How do we know this? That his eyes and his face didn't get any weaker. They remained with their original strength. So he didn't lose his zivpanim, but Adam Rishon did. So this medrash requires an explanation. Number one, what's this inyan of the competition between Adam Rishon and Moshe Rabbeinu, which one says he's greater than the other one? And not only that, but the medrash is talking about the bracha that Moshe gave. When Adam Rishon says to Moshe, Ani gadol mimcha, what he means to say is that he's ro yoser lios mevarich. He's more fitting to be the mevarich. And on this claim comes the answer of Moshe Rabbeinu that adarab anisa lesiyoser mimcha, I'm greater than you. I'm more mukshar lahavi bracha le'olam. So how does this Tacharut connect to Havaz Bracha Le'olam? How does this competition connect to bringing Bracha to the world? Tzelem Elokim appeared in the world in two different versions. The Madura Kama, Shenamar Vayivra Elokim Asadim B'Tzalmo, Zeldim Arishon. Madura Tinyana, Ze Moshe Rabbeinu. We have two Tzelem Elokims in this world, Adam and then Moshe Rabbeinu. Because what's Tzelem Elokim? Tzelem Elokim, the image of God, is the connection of the upper world and the lower world. Like it says in the first Madur, in the first edition, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam Ofer min ha'adama Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, that God created man dust of the earth and he blew into his nostrils a living spirit. Chibur elyonim v'tachtonim, thus meint Tzelem Elokim, connecting the two worlds. Also it says in the Madur Tinyana, in the second edition, Vayered Hashem al har Sinai Moshe Elokim, a new chibur, a new connection between elyonim v'tachtonim. God went down to har Sinai, Moshe went up to Hashem. These are the two revelations of Tzelem Elokim, like it says in the Svarim. Look in the Yalkut Tehillim, Kuf Tez Zayin, and the Parish of the Maral and his Drush Al HaTorah, on page 32. The two Hofos of Tzelem Elokim. The Milo of the first Mahadur of the first edition was that it was the Yetzir Kapayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody was created b'maimer. Everything was created with God's utterance, but Adam was created b'yadayim. He's yitzir kapayim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the creation of God's handiwork. Shenemar b'toshes alai kapecha. And God placed his hands on Adam Rishon. So that's mamish handiwork of Hashem. It's a very high madrega. It says Vayipach. Chazal say Mande Nafach Midilei Nafach Mitoichei Nafach. God blew it from within Himself. That's a tremendous amount of Shleimus. Tzuris Adam Mande Nafach Midilei Nafach, blowing from Hashem Himself. But the Maila of Adam HaRishon was also his downfall. Because the Maharal says in Derech Chaim, B'Perek Asar Ma'amaris, the Madrega of Adam HaRishon was B'tzir Shel Chochmasu Meruba Mimaisub, that because he was Yitzir Kapayim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he got so much Chochma to the point that his Maisim were not assessed according to the value of his Chochma at all. The Moshe Mashal Mashal Ilan, Shanaf of Meruba Misharashim Shabar Ruch Vokarasai, like you have a tree that its branches are more than the roots, and then the wind comes, like it says in Pirkei Avos, and blows it away. So the chachma is too great for the maisim, too much. The maisim pale in comparison to the chachma. So is the derech of the chachma of Adam. When it was merubim maisim, it wasn't miskayim, because Adam Rishon was yitzir kapur shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That was gori mizmapala. Adam biyakar baal yolin, even one lina, a linas laila, wasn't. He didn't even last the night, even linas laila. Moshe Rabbeinu was different. He wasn't a Sir Kapayim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was born from Yocheved. And he didn't find his Tzelem Elohim wrapped up in his crib. He was also born with a special light. But it wasn't a Madrega of Adam HaRishon. He worked. He was Yageya. He was Amal Harbe. Step after step, Madrega after Madrega. Then he was Ola Elohim, Makabel Torah Mahar Sinai, and then he activated this removal of the barriers between Elyonim and Tachtonim, and he was Mechaber Dem Mechibur Gamur, and he himself became an Isha Elohim, a man of God, half man, half angel, like Chazal tells us. So Moshe describes his Madrega B'Shem Ziv Panim, and he Ziv Panim Shenas Nakadosh Baruch Hu Imihu. So the Madrega of Tzelem Elohim of Adam HaRishon was also called Ziv Panim, Chachmas Adam Torah Panim, and the Ha'aras Panim of a person is his Gilui Chachma, that you see in him when on his face. Chach Miloshen HaKodesh say that Panim is Miloshen Pnim. The Pnimius is Mizgala and the Panim, Ziva Panim. So since Adam HaRishon was in such a Hecha Madrega, such a high Madrega of Chachma, his Ziv HaPanim, the shining of his face, was also according to this to the value of this Chachma. He had a great Ziv Panim also. So it turns out then that this competition, quote-unquote, between Adam HaRishon and Moshe Rabbeinu was Madrega so Chachma, Chachma keneged Chachma. Ziva Panim keneged Ziva Panim. That was the tshuva of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bevada, your Chachma is be Madrega Yosir Gevah. You're on a higher Madrega, you're the Yetzir Kapayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it didn't last. My Chachma lasted. The name of this Madrega that Adam HaRishon reached and Moshe Rabbeinu reached is Tiferes. But Adam HaRishon says, V'Adam Bikar. Rashi says, "Lakon Yokar b'Sifaris." This language of honor and glory. Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Hebrew is Moshe Menahar, Moshe Ladaki Karan Orpanov, Yonsu Menazil is Mitargin of Moshe Lochakim Arum Ishtebayer Ziv Ukinin the Anpe. And the Perish Yonasan is Mevayer. What's Lashon Ishtebayer? The Targum of L'Shem L'Sifaris is L'Shabhura. Lashon or Bohir. Shtabar is Lashon Bohir or Bohir. The Kirim Panim of Moshe is his Midas Teferis. Because Lashem Ulu Teferis is or Bohir. So when it says the Karan or Panim, it's Ishtabar. Ishtabar elsewhere is Teferis. So it's Adam's Mid of Teferis, of glory. Neged Moshe's Mid of glory. And that's the Behiris Yisera Sheba or Bohir. So this shining of the face breaks through this barrier of materialism, physicality, and you can see it on the other side. Chachma of Moshe was on the madrega of his gabrus shleima shel neshama laguf. It was the neshama completely dominating the body. The tzura dominating the chomer. Or bohir is the breaking through of the light of wisdom through the breaking through of the light of wisdom through the physicality. Breaks through the physicality. And that's the content, that's the nature of the Mid of Teferis in general sense. And when you have Chomer and Ruach in one place, when you have physicality and spirituality in one place, the spiritual overcomes the physical to the point that the physical becomes secondary to it. That's when the Mid of Teferis shines. And this Havan is true. Bein ba'adam prati, both in a individual, like Adam HaRishon, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov Avinu, all of them were Teferis, and also in the whole world, like in Matan Torah. And how fitting it is that the Aliyah of Moshe L'Madreges Teferis should be B'Shas Matan Torah. Chacham say, L'cha Hashem HaGadula Zu Ma'aseh Bereishis, V'Agavura Zu Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'Teferis Zu Matan Torah. Teferis is Matan Torah. And just like the Chomer of the Olam became only subordinate to the spirit of Hashem when he was Megal himself al Har Sinai to give to his nation Torah and Mitzvah, so to the Chomer, the physicality of Moshe Rabbeinu, was only secondary, was only ancillary to the Ruach Elohim that was Merachefes Olav, until the extent that his face shone for Or Bohir. Va'atiferes Zul Matan Torah. So both Adam and Moshe reach this Madrega of Teferis. The only difference is that Adam biyakar bal yolin. Adam, for Adam, it didn't last. And but about Moshe, it says lo kaseinu v'lo naslecho. By Moshe, it did last. And now that we've been omit on the chluke madregas between Adam and Moshe. So how does that bring bracha to the world? We said that this is the argument, who's going to be v'zos ha-bracha, who's going to bring the bracha. People think that having a weak body is a ma'ilin avodas Hashem. This is a big mistake, because Adam is a kli for ribui kavod shemayim ba'olam. And he's like all the other kelim. The kelim, they're two prerequisites, l'maisa, before they can be memale their tafki. The first tenai is that it has to be a strong kli, that you can put something in it. And if it has a hole in it or has a crack, it doesn't work. It's not going to be a good kli. You're going to lose whatever you want to put into it. On the other hand, if the walls, the bottom, are so thick, you can't put anything in. It's not going to be a base kibble. It's not going to be a receptacle. It can't be a kli. So to a person, if he's weak, if he's sick, he needs mercy. But there's not going to be much kavod shamayim coming from him very often, because what can he do? But if he's so strong that he wants to, he's lot l'melechas taibas haguf, and he's ready for achar gashmi, as this person doesn't have a base kibble for the shefa bracha, he's also not a kli, and therefore you need two tikkunim. By an adam, person has to be mechazek his chomer, mechazek his spiritual side, his physical side, so he has koach to serve Hashem, but he can't be so gas, he can't be so thick, that he's so into his body, he's always at the gym, he's never learning. So this second tikkun is called zikuch hachomrius, purifying the chomrius. It can be a receptacle for spirituality. It shouldn't be so thick. So it's a hard avoda to distinguish between chalishus hachomer, which is a big chisaron, and the zikuch hachomer, which is a big maila. But there's an ikar gadol that being chazik the chomer and purifying the chomer, purifying the physical and the material, aren't a stira, adarava. They complement each other. So based on what we said, we can define a bracha that it's tikkun ha'adam v'tzichtzuach gasuso. It's fixing a person and shining, purifying his raw physicality, in order that he can be makabel his shefa to receive this bounty from Hashem. From the parashah Brachos Kohanim, which is the makor of the bracha in the Torah, we can learn this hagdar, because the three brachas, and the first one Rashi says, Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha, is gashmi, siyat v'shmayin gashmi. And Yer Hashem Hashem Bashir Hashem Pana V'lecha, siyat v'shmayin ruchnis. So first you have to be a kli. You have to have good gashmi. And then you have to be mizakech l'chomer. For oris panim. That's oris batlis hagashmi. That then you have so much light, now the gashmias becomes batal. The light is shining through the gashmias. So you should be a kli kibble. And the shefa shouldn't go lost. And then comes the third bracha, Yisrael Hashem Pana V'lecha V'yasem Chashalom, to give tov and bracha to the kelim mitukanim. Hach yidlus is the same, shalom akabila mekablel miloy merdai. God's going to turn his face, so much bracha. That's just, say enough already. Yisa Hashem Panavilacha. God's going to shine His face to you. He's going to give you peace. It's going to be amazing. Everything's going to come together. You have a shleimus. Simcha Shalom, a shleimus. And the chiddush in this definition is that the etzem, tikkun ha-kelim l'hachazik ha-shefa ha-bracha, the tikkun of the kelim to hold this bracha is included in the bracha. Isn't that interesting? The kli for the bracha is included in the bracha. The gashmi is included in the bracha. The first time that bracha is shown in the world, in the light of Teferes, was B'knisa Shabbos, V'ayvracha Elokim Yom HaShvi, V'ayikadesh Oso, and that parasha starts with V'ayichul Shemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzevaot. And even though Pshuto Shel Mikra was that they were finished, nevertheless we find in Chazal that V'ayichul is Mashon Kloya. So how can this pasuk here be talking about this union of Kiloyin, of destroying? But rather it's teaching us that here the meat of Teferes came in. Uvekochem, with the meat of Teferes, Nismatu Shemayim V'aretz V'chol Achomer Shebolim Matzav Shel Tofel, everything became Tofel to this spirituality. Sheshimei Bereshis, Shemayim Baratz Reikar, Abriya. And seeing that they have their own Mitzias, Bishas Kinesis Shabbos, they became smaller. And now they don't have any independent status. Rather, they're just Kalim for Kedush and Kiyom Ratzon Hashem. And that's Lashon of Kilyonim and Shvisa Bekinesis Shabbos. Now the Gashmi has become secondary. And now the Bracha comes, Lazakich Eschimer Abriya, in order that it should be able to be Makabal or Elyon Shel Kedush Shabbos, Vayavarech Vayakadish. God blessed and God sanctified. That's the Kedusha of Shabbos where the Ruchnius becomes the Iker. And so Darshan Chazal, B'Slef Maisa Bereshis, V'Yer V'Yibok Yom HaShishi, Shekol Olam Tzluyim V'Ondim Ad Yom HaShishi, U'Shishi B'Sivan. The Jews are Makabal Torah good, and if not, Ein Lam Kiyum. Everything goes back to Tov Avo. So we see the whole essence is to be Tufel and a Kli to the Ora Torah. The essence of this physical world is to be Tufel to the Torah, that the light of Torah should shine through in this world. And also the Asara Ma'amaris, the 10 utterances with which Hashem created the world, are only Kalim for a new world that was founded on Al-Pidi Asara Sadibris, like the Maral explains, Sefer Gvuris Ve'od, also in the Chidush Arim, the Sfasemis, that the whole Asara Ma'amaris are just there. The Dibris have to shine through the Asara Ma'amaris. And Ma'amaris are the Kli, the Dibris are the Iker. Now we understand very beautifully that what happens by an Adam Prati, Chachmas of Toyer Panav, happens in the whole world on Shabbos. Panav Shel Adam Meirim. When a person has Chachma, his face shines with Chachma, and his Kli is, his body is a Kli, and is Tufel to the Chachma. Over Olam Kulo, the light of Kedusha Shabbos, Sheteferes Otol Yoyma Menucha, Shabbos Teferes. And the Olam HaChomer becomes diminished to be Kli and secondary to Kedusha. So this equation comes out from Chazal, Udash, and the Pasuk, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbat, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Panim Chadashot Ba'olakan. That since on Shabbos, the whole world is in its seer of Chach Masadim Toyer Panav. Therefore it's correct to say both about the world and about the person that Panim Chadashot Ba'olakan. Taisus and Ksuvas Dav Zayin. Everything changes. The ganze Welt changes. The person changes. He is a different pun in the world. So the light of Chachma shines through. The light of Ruchnius shines through. During the week, materialism is the citizen and Kedusha is the guest. And Shabbos is the opposite. Kedusha is the host. And the material is visiting. Panam Chadash is Bolak. And everything reading on Shabbos is all tuffle to the Ruchnius. Now we come back to the Din V'Dvarim Shemein Adam Rishon L'Moshe Rabbeinu. Adam Rishon says, Ani Godol Mimcha. I'm more Mukhshar, I'm more fitting to bring Bracha into the world. I'm Yitzir Kapu Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nobody more pure than me. God created me with His hands. So I'm the handiwork of Hashem. Atash like Apecha. And since the essence of Bracha is Tikkun HaKelim, is fixing the vessels to be Makabel Shefa Mimarim, therefore I'm better than you. L'hoirid bracha l'briyos k'day l'shachar migasas chomer yusam. I'm the one who's going to bring the bracha down to people to free them from their crass physicality. Because I'm such pure chomer. I'm going to purify the hearts of people that serve Hashem b'emes. Moshe Rabbeinu answers, you're right. You are the chomer as mezukach b'yoser. You sinned. You went after the Chomer. You lost it. Now you're at Tzura, the Gassus HaChomer was Misgaber and the Mismazgaberis and the Tzura Misukechas and the pure Tzura and the pure spiritual form. Now the physicality overcame it. And now you're not Roish, Tavar Baruch Lelam Al Yotcha. Nimshul Kebemus Nidmu, you're compared to Behemoth. One pasuk says, "Odin biyokar bal yolin." He won't lie. He won't go to sleep. He won't remain with his glory, with his teferis. And another pasuk says in the same mizmor, "Tilim memtes odin biyokar velo yovin." And that's what we've been explaining. Odin biyokar is midas hateferis, ziva upon him. Vim yovin, if he does understand, then chachmas utayar upon him and teferis with it. But lo yovin, he loses his shine. He loses his splendor. Bal Yolin, Bal Yovin, he doesn't understand, he doesn't remain with it. Nimshal Kabemus Nidmu. Avalani, Ziva Aponim Shenosin Liakulish Baruch Hu Imiyu. The shining of the face that Hashem gave me remains with me. They were Kovea Moshe Mokom Tfila Shabbos, because of his Maila, to which he's Messiaches Lekadush Sayom. Kleil Teferis Barosh Nasatalo. You gave him this crown of glory on his head. The Rishonim explained this on the Kirun Panim that Moshe was Zoicha, Vomdor Lar Sinai, B'Shem Agon Reb Chaim Yveloshin, brought in this Siddur Yun Atfila. This Loshin is to compare it to Yash Tzadikim Yeshua to Hussein Barosheim. That Lossid Lobot Tzadikim are going to sit and their crowns are on their head. And with this, we have a distinction between Inyan Nefesh and Inyan Aguf, Tchunas Aguf. He writes, Shetchunas Aguf, Eino Dovuk Baguf Raksomachlo, Inyan Nefesh, U Dovuk Umushush Ba Nefesh. V'chein emar bat reiseyem b'roisheyem v'chein kan shakavon al keser ha-nefesh amar klil teferetz b'roishe nasat daloi v'loi al roishe b'roishe v'lo al roishe. What does Reb Chaim V'loshen mean? That tchunas haguf is not dovuk baguf, it's only samach to the guf. But v'inyan nefesh is dovuk u'mushrush b'nefesh. What's mind this? At reiseyem b'roisheyem keser nefesh klil teferetz b'roishe v'loi al roishe. So what Reb Chaim means is that every tosef is to the guf. Is smichus, it's not coming from within the goof. And therefore it's going to be outside of the person. It's not like this by the nefesh. Kol tosefes aliyah comes from within, minei ubei. And therefore, b'olam haba, ein sham achila v'shtiyah, osharin yonei aguf, z'olam anashamas. Tzadikim Yeshua and the same Roshem, Bir Roshem, Velo Al Roshem. They're Misa'anik, Bekeser, and Nefesh, Zachu Eilov, because of their Avoda and Olam Hazah, their Nenem, Ziva Shechina. So to Kleel Tferes, Bir Roshel Moshe, Ziva upon him. It's not a Kinyan Aguf, it's Keser and Nefesh. Comes from within the Nefesh. The Guf gets things, the Guf buys things, the Guf eats things. It's not Betocho. Adarabba, the goof, the nature of the goof is to just get old and die. It rots. Cells are constantly dying as we're talking. And if a person watches television, a lot more cells are, brain cells are mamish killed. It's like it's mass murder. So, but the nefesh, no, the nefesh comes, is dovuk umushrish ba nefesh. It's minei ubei, it's coming from within, it's not coming from without. V'atar Hashem, this glory is going to be biroi Hashem, in the Rosh of Moshe. It's not something coming from the outside. It's a ribui from within. Kleil Teferes Barosh Shel Moshe Ziv Panim. It's a Kinyan Aguf. It's not a Kinyan Aguf. It's a Keser HaNefesh. Kleil Teferes Barosh Nasataloi. Nefesh is in the Rosh. The Iker. His Guf was Mizdakech Mikol Gassus HaChomer. There was no Chatzitza Ben Gufo LeNafsho. Because he had such a ribui within his Nefesh. It wasn't Al Rosh, it was part and parcel of him, it wasn't something external that he could lose. A person gains some weight, loses some weight, but look at Moshe Rabbeinu's Madrigal, Yotzer Menu Lo Olamim. And even la'acher moso, it says shalom lo koseino. Rashi says af mishemes lo nas lecho lachluchis shebo lo shalat bo rikom lo ne'apach toyer ponav. There was no riding. He didn't lose his Torah upon him. Targum Yerusham lo shtanim zivoy da'apoy. He didn't change the shine of his face. That's what Moshe says. Ziva upon him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me is lo'ilomim. Even when my neshama is misparate, it's so, my goof has been so purified by the neshama that the I'm never going to lose my lachluchis, my moisture, my life, my chiyus, my light. And this madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu is lo moshel on dugma chutz me'apele. Shechit Shetorah between the Sefer Torah and the Luchos. The din is that a Sefer Torah Shebali, you buried by Talmud Chacham, that's the Geniza. By Luchos we find Luchos Veshivrei Luchos Menachem Baharan. And the din is that a Sefer Torah, the Oseis are Isofa on the Klaf. The Oseis add on to the Klaf. And when they lose their Tzura, you need Geniza. But by Luchos, the Oseis are Chokuk Mehemu B'Soicham. Like Keser HaNefesh Mamish, part and parcel of the person. It's not a Kinyan Chitzoni. Like the goof, which can come, which can go. And therefore, even after Oseis Porchus Ba'avir, the Neshama, the Kedusha remains in the Luchos. It's engraved in the Luchos. And therefore, Shivreim, Unachos Barim, Chochm Zodim Torah Ponov, is Shaykh by every Talmud Chochm. Everybody Lufim Adregas Chochmaso. But Mishamesi loses it. He needs Kfur, that's the Gniza. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, he never loses it. His face shone, even Mishamesi. And therefore, state in pasuk lo yoda ish is kvura su adayam hazeh. Nobody knew his kvura. There's no kvura. Obviously, literally, his body was put in the ground. But this inyan of kvura that it has to be put away. Moshe Rabbeinu was never nikbar because nikbar means you lost it. He lost that ziv panim. Moshe Rabbeinu never lost his ziv panim. Rambam, tanya de misayeya. The old Nevi'im go back to their tents, they go back to their lives, they go back to their wives. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go back to his tent. He's separated from his wife forever. And he never lost his glory. The Koran or Panav in his Kaddish Kamalachim. And his face shone, he was like an angel. If you're medaktik, medivrei Rambam, it's moiridik that everything we said is included in what the Rambam said. Moshe Rabbeinu was so ruchni, he never left him. And that was in the scene, him and all the Marisham, b'zayis ha-bracha, shir berach Moshe, shalukim al etzbenei sof, nei Moshe Rashi adds, samuch l'misaso. And Rashi's adding that samuch l'misaso, we see the dag of Moshe b'chol Zohara. That ziva panim is going to remain with me. By everybody else, they lose it b'shas misa. But by me, I'm samach l'misa, so I still have this. My body's been so purified by my soul; it's going to remain forever. And therefore, I'm the one fitting to give this bracha where the kli is given the bracha together with the actual ruchnius. The kli of the body is also given the bracha. Amr Reb Levi, Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos, Mizmor Zeldim Rishon Amrav, V'Nishtakech, V'Nishtakech Mitoiroi, U'ba Moshe V'chitcho Al Shmo. So this Mizmor was said by Adam Rishon, was forgotten from his generation. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadish and Al Shmo. The Makom of this Mizmor is in Tehillim B'Seder at Tefila L'Moshe Isha Loikim. And the Rosh HaTevis are also Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos is L'Moshe. And the Kavan of this Maimor is that this Mizmor Shir Adam Rishon sang to be mekadim bebrachas upon a machadosh shel abriya b'yom Shabbos. We have this new face on Shabbos when he saw the glory, the teferis of the bria. Bofos hadar gon uzo shel kadosh baruch hu kol yoshvei sevil from their gashmius. They're going to be mitzuchzach from the chomrius. They're going to be mizukach. They're going to be purified. They're going to be zaris lavaris konam, and everything comes b'kedusha Shabbos. And then he wanted to sing tov lahodis l'Hashem kisimachtani Hashem folach ma'astech aranin. This mizmor said by Adam Arishon. But Adam be yoker bal yolin chot of nim shachachar achomer nim shulka behemos nidmu. Rashi says loshen d'mama nishtakeach hashir mimenu midora. They lost it. Comes Moshe and he was mechadishit like the Medrash says. Moshe shelukim tliel tferes b'roisha keser anefesh loy al roisha b'roisha, like the Rambam says in the Skadish kemalachim. The Shabbos shel of Matan Torah revitalize Shabbos Bereishis. And the Panim Chadoshes that were lost were Mischadesh and Har Sinai, Mizmor Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Panim Chadoshes Bo L'Kan, Omer Moshe Ziba Panim, Shenosan Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imihu, V'Hadvarim Nifloim V'Nizgovim, Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu L'Chvodo V'Vdilonu Min HaToyim V'Nasan Lanu Toras Emes, V'Chai Oilam Nata V'Sachenu, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.